Good morning. How are you this morning? Thank you for listening to the radio program White Way. Today, I'd like to talk about the teachings of the Buddha, which means what Buddha wants to say to us. There are three things which we should consider. There are fundamental teachings of the Buddha. First, in Buddhist word, it is called Mujo. All things are always changing. Everyone knows this, but most people do not understand the true meaning of why the Buddha continued to say all things are always changing. Is what you are holding or grasping now permanent or not? If you know you have an impermanent thing, why are you grasping it? This is why you feel suffering. To hold and tight something impermanent and not to be able to get go causes our suffering. Although we understand Mujo means that is all things are always changing, we still hold fast to impermanent things and therefore cause our own suffering. Second, in Buddhist word, it is called Engi. All things are connected to us. Let me take an example. In Japanese, arigato means thank you. Do you know why Japanese people say arigato? I heard this from an elderly minister. The original word was arigatai. You can hear that word in samurai movies. The word comes from two words, ari and gatai. If you know these kanji, it is easy to understand what it means. Ari means aru, which means to exist or to be. Gatai means muzukashii, which means difficult or hard. So, arigatai means it is hard or difficult for me to be here if I did not have your support. Recently, I heard a famous mountain climber say he always brings one item when he tried to climb a mountain. It is a can for smell. I thought he was a strange man when I heard about it. According to him, there are no beings in the high mountains. So, without beings meant there were no smell. I was surprised to hear that, but it was right. For the mountain climber, a can for smell reminded him of his connectedness to his daily life. There is a word, tosokei, in the larger sutra. This means that we love each other and we respect each other. We cannot live alone when we realize we are connected to all beings. We understand true happiness. And third, in Buddhist word, it is called Jodo. This means Pure Land. We should understand where we are going from the time we are born. If we do not know where we are going, we will hit a huge wall someday and ask, why am I living? What is my life for? When we realize our goal, we can get over the wall. After we reach the goal, what we become? The Buddha taught that we become a Buddha to lead the people whom we left behind in this world. So, we found an answer to why we are living and what our lives are for. These three things are needed in Buddhism. We should understand these three things not only in our heads, but also in our hearts. This is very important, but it is very difficult. So, feeling what the Buddha wants to say with our hearts is when we can truly understand Buddhism. Thank you for listening. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.